Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. As the night settles over Israel, the skies remain clear. A gentle breeze passes through Jerusalem. Tel Aviv is calm and warm. Haifa enjoys a quiet evening. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF struck a Hezbollah cell in southern Lebanon earlier today. The military warns it will respond if the truce is violated. Also, JNS reports that IDF Chief Zamir stated Israeli forces are ready to act swiftly if Hezbollah breaches the ceasefire again. He called on the Lebanese army to disarm the Iranian proxy. Also this hour, Ynet says Prime Minister Netanyahu is keen for a White House meeting with Trump. He's aiming to reset relations before the elections. Separately, Walla reports that Hamas is expected to disband its governing body in Gaza. The move allows the Gaza Management Committee to enter the Strip. And finally, I-24 News reveals that Erdogan urged Trump to stop a U.S.-Israeli ground operation against Iran. Saudi Arabia is reportedly unhappy with the conflict's resolution. From X, the latest. Shurat Hadin, an Israeli legal advocacy group, posted just minutes ago about the U.S. House Education Committee advancing bills against campus anti-Semitism and BDS. They highlight this as a significant legal step. Arsen Ostrovsky, an international human rights lawyer, noted earlier today the Royal Commission into Anti-Semitism is focusing on Meta's role in spreading hate. I24NEWS English reports on Israel's Arab community mentioning a deepening crime crisis after two more men were killed overnight in northern Israel. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF strike in southern Lebanon. According to the Times of Israel, Israeli military forces targeted a Hezbollah cell near the buffer zone. The strike follows reports of operatives spotted close to Israeli positions. This action highlights ongoing tensions despite a ceasefire with potential consequences for regional stability. Turning to the statements by IDF Chief Zamir, JNS reports Zamir emphasized a swift military response if Hezbollah violates the truce again. He addressed the Lebanese army, urging disarmament of Hezbollah. This stance underscores Israel's readiness to defend its borders amid persistent threats. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu's efforts to meet with Trump aim to mend ties after tensions over the Iran conflict. Ynet highlights Netanyahu's desire to reinforce Israel's strategic priorities with the U.S. This visit could impact diplomatic dynamics as elections approach. In related news, Walla's report on Hamas disbanding its governing body in Gaza signals a shift in local governance. This change could pave the way for new administrative structures, potentially affecting the region's socio-political landscape. And Erdogan's plea to Trump regarding Iran, as reported by I24 News, indicates Turkey's strategic concerns. Saudi Arabia's dissatisfaction adds another layer of complexity to Middle East geopolitics. This reflects the intricate web of alliances and conflicts shaping the region. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reveals that Trump's approval to transfer jet engines to Turkey is crucial for Erdogan's stealth fighter project. This move may influence Turkey's defense capabilities and its aerospace industry's future. Separately, CTEK reports on the sale of a 51% stake in Meteor Aerospace by VisionWave. This acquisition could impact drone technology development and defense collaborations between Israel and the U.S. And finally, Ynet Business notes that Meta plans to launch a cloud service for AI computing. This development could alter the tech landscape, offering new tools for developers and data centers. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.